Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
You may want to comment on the next story because you may have heard us mention on the show last week about a brand new city that is being proposed for Ireland. We managed to get hold of the property tycoon who plans to build this city. He is from Hong Kong. He's on the line from Hong Kong. His name is Ivan Koh, CEO of the Victoria Harbour Group. And how are you, Ivan?
Very good. How are you? And I think this is a very good time to talk because it's your morning time and this is evening time in Hong Kong.
So you're looking at building a city from the ground up somewhere in Ireland. What locations have you been considering?
Well, we have studied this national planning framework, which was issued January this year by the national government of Ireland. And we found that that is very interesting because you have some ambitious targets to meet and which would fit almost like perfectly our plan to build a international charter city in the island, meaning that you want to expand your population by 1 million to the year of 2040. And the second is you are trying to develop six regions outside Dublin so as to put some develop some new cities in this region to diversify the growth. That kind of give us very good opportunities for us to think about where to have our charter city, international charter city, to be developed.
Yeah, well, one thing you have to understand about Ireland is that we create these really lofty and impressive targets, but we rarely meet them.
It's common. I mean, governments are keen in economic growth and also would like to have some targets and plans for the demographics. But as we all know that this would be the market economy and it's not a planned economy. So basically the government can have some direction, but at the same time it is the market which really have the driving force.
Okay,
certainly the government can put in some government injections, infrastructure, things like that, but then at the same time they have to look at the market demand.
Let's fast forward into the future and imagine that it all goes ahead and Hong Kong builds a charter city in Ireland, some location. What is it going to look like? Like, how big will the city be? What will the population be? Will it be a really modern city or will it be a traditional Irish city? What will it be?
Well, as you might notice that Hong Kong is a metropolitan city and people living in Hong Kong have been very used to this kind of international city, which Hong Kong is. So basically, we are not going to kind of build a city which replicate what Hong Kong is. Now, we try to build a modern city, a city of the future for the 21st century. And we would like to incorporate advanced concepts and system and practices into the city, meaning that we would like to have more open space. As you might notice that Hong Kong is very tiny and we are very packed living together. We don't have sufficient public space. And the second thing is maybe we would like to have some more innovative concept. For example, you have a shared use of roads where the vehicle and bicycle and the pedestrian can have a shared use. In some countries, we think that those are very good. And at the same time, we might like to have, for example, zero carbon emission or carbon neutral emissions so as to make our city environmentally friendly and environmentally sustainable. And also, we would like the city to be more beautiful. And because I think having a beautiful environment would always make the citizens, the residents, being kind of love the city.
One of the things that we've experienced in Ireland with the Celtic Tiger and then the downturn are things like, for example, ghost estates. So where there was a plan to be a big, you know, population of people to live and there were shops and creches and schools and green areas. And then when everything went wrong, obviously the ghost estates were left there and nobody lives there, and they're sitting there empty at the moment and we can't fill them because they haven't even been completed. Is there a danger that this charter city could start off with great intentions but maybe end up in a situation where half a city is built and then Hong Kong goes and chooses somewhere else?
I think that is very interesting, because for developing a new city, the first most important prerequisites is the demand, whether there will be demand of people moving in, trying to move in. And as you might notice that Hong Kong has a lot of changes in the past few months or 1.5 years. And many Hong Kong people wanted to leave Hong Kong, migrate to other countries to carry on with our lifestyle and develop our family and career and businesses. So basically, I think the demand for migrating to other country is huge.
Right.
But at the same time, I think Ireland has a lot to offer, and which are very complementary to what Hong Kong people are used to.
So would you not need a bigger charter city? If 3 million out of 7.5 million people have expressed a desire to leave, I think 100,000 person city somewhere north of Dublin maybe isn't going to satisfy the demand.
Well, we are now talking to several countries apart from Ireland, and if possible, we would like to develop at least two or maybe even three charter city in different countries. And we understand that in Ireland, a city of maybe 100,000 or 200,000 can be significant. But at the same time, I think we believe that Ireland can really be an option for us to consider to develop. But then at the same time, I think the land availability is an issue, because we understand that most of the land in Ireland are privately owned. And also your economy has always been quite concentrated in Dublin, and Dublin can be expensive in terms of land price and property price. So we are looking at various options in Ireland, how to develop it. And primarily, if we can have a site of, say, 50 square kilometer, ideally, then that would be perfect.
And what kind of jobs do you see primarily being carried out there?
Oh, well, I think the first one is always financial services, because after Brexit, I think Ireland can have a sharing of these international financial services, and Hong Kong people are very good at this. As you might notice, that we are the almost like the third international financial center in the world. So I think we can help build a even stronger financial services in Ireland. And the second may be medical and healthcare, which Hong Kong has been very strong, and we are very good at public health services. Education is another area, and always we want to build a manufacturing campus in our international charter city, where we can bring our Hong Kong manufacturers over and open their factory, and then supplement to the supply chain in Ireland.
I tell you, if you could build a decent hospital, like, we'll sign you up right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll give you the land for free.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. And we will take that.
Yeah, Dermot has no power in that whatsoever. I just want to let you know. But it is. It's very exciting, the potential to have a new city built in Ireland. And obviously the mix of everything you're talking about, industry and population, everything sounds fascinating to me, sir.
If you succeed in building your city here, when would you imagine that building would start?
Well, we are targeting to secure a site, the first international charter city site within this year. We noticed that there are only just 6 months left for this year. Previously, we wanted to visit Ireland February this year and then push back to April and now after the summer. So we have a serious delay in our plan. And the second thing is we would like to have 2,000 to 3,000 first mover, young people, young professionals, together with retiree volunteers coming over, and then start doing the liaison work, groundwork for the city planning. And construction, we hope it will be the end of next year or the beginning of the first half of the year after.
Well, just make sure you have a good GAA team, whatever city you build. That's one of the key things.
okay.
Yeah. Ivan Cole, CEO of the Victoria Harbour Group, thank you very much for filling us in on that, and best of luck with the build.
Okay, thank you.
Take care.
Looking forward to meeting you guys.
Thanks, bye.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.